the rain. Oh my dear, get up out of bed. It's absolutely torrential. Just gonna go over to the window to let you hear it. It's about 11 o'clock at night, and I've had a very busy day actually, one way or another, but I'm finding it hard to sleep, and I think part of the reason is because I'm still so shocked and upset about the loss of Shannon. I just can't believe it. I did listen to one of her posts that I hadn't listened to. It was the last one she made, where she read a story about a couple that were kind of getting together in a bowling alley because of their children doing a school match. And she read it lovely. And when I got into bed, I listened to all the posts that people had put up about her. I really enjoyed all of them. People said such lovely and true things. I particularly enjoyed Lady of the Lakes post because she knew Shannon from a very young age, which we didn't have the pleasure of doing. And, it's big outpouring on Audio Boom. I hope that she knew how much everybody thought of her and how much everyone held her in such high esteem, even people that had never met her, which was most of us on here. I hope she knew that. All her comments and her support, and it meant a lot. I just thought she'd always be there. She was like the mainstay of Audio Boom, and it's just so ironic that she didn't even see it through to the end. It's just some kind of irony in that she wanted to post as much as possible, but before the 2nd of October, she's gone. I still can't get my head round it. The second time I've said that in the last 4 weeks. On Saturday I was saying, little did I know what happened, on Saturday I was saying to my friend Carol at dialysis, it's exactly 4 weeks ago since Ali died, our dear Ali. Still miss him so much. Little did I know that probably as I was saying it, this news had broken. Unbelievable. That's so terrible. I'll have to try and sleep, but yeah, I'll really miss you, Shannon. Gwent Leanne. I did listen to her voice and just, then I looked through her post and I found there's quite a few of her more recent ones that I hadn't listened to. They slipped through the net, and I will listen to them because she recorded them for us, and it would be rude not to. I mean, I can cope with it. It's different for some people if they can't listen to her voice yet. I'm not going to like listen to it now because it, when I'm trying to go to sleep, it's going to make me just too sad. But I will listen to it over the coming days and weeks. And they will go in my favourites. And I would like to keep some of them if I can get them in my podcatcher before they go. I think they should be there for the next 3 years. I might not be here for the next 3 years, who knows? But oh, Shannon. She was so full of life and so vibrant. It came through in her pose, you know. Just can't get my head around it. A poor family. Poor mum, dad, and a brother. A little nephew won't remember her, will he? I don't suppose. He's missed out on his lovely auntie. It's very, very sad. Anyway, folks, I'm going to try and sleep now. So sleep tight. The sky is crying. Let it have the last word. I don't know if you can hear it from here, and I'm not getting out of bed again because Ronan's got his TV on and his door's open, and so is mine. I would be snoring. Oh dear.